clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's so good to serve a faithful God.
Amen.
Keeps his word, doesn't lie to us, doesn't exaggerate, and doesn't underestimate. But he's perfect all the time. You have a need, you ask him, he gives it to you. It's really that simple, and I thank God for that. We sing, this mountain will, but I believe it is moved.
Amen.
Amen. God had a mighty big mountain that the churches had created, so he sent Malachi 4 and took care of it.
That's right.
Yep. Amen. I thank God for this message. I thank God for this truth. Where would we be without it? Where would we be without it? I don't care. The world's going to always call us a cult and say we're following a man. Get over it. That's just the way it is. But this is the truth.
Amen.
You show me the power of God still alive and not just feelings, motion, miracle here and there, and then a life full of sin. I'm talking about Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. You show me where else it is besides this message. It's just not there, brother, sister. Thank God for it. Hallelujah. You still believe it today?
Yes, I do.
It could go on. Brother Bram said, and God forbid, I hope this don't come to pass, but he said it could be 5 years, it could be 10 years. He said it could be 50, he said it could be 100. Oh, not 100, Brother Bram, come on now. But he said it could be in the morning.
That's right.
And that's the point. It's to not live in a realm of what's coming ahead and what's already done past. It's living right now, for the kingdom of God. Amen. Just feeling real good in the spirit today. I think that's the way we ought to always come to church.
Yep.
And I don't know if you need to humble me. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like you all kind of keep me humble. But I don't always come to church feeling good like this. All right? So, and I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if I have a little bit more influence around here than what I even think myself. But we are one body, we.
Amen.
That's right. And I understand the responsibility as a pastor that you lead the flock. Brother Bram said many times that the congregation take on the spirit of the pastor. So I have to be careful. Well, first, I don't mind you taking the spirit of the pastor as long as I got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I hope you understand what I'm saying there. I believe in being an example. I believe in leading the way. I believe in nothing worse than a preacher gets up and tells you how you ought to be worshiping, and then you look at him. You say, well, if that's what you believe, why aren't you doing it?
Yep.
Preacher get up and say, you bunch of backslids, you ought to be here early praying and everything. Oh, yeah, where are you at, preacher?
Yep.
We're going to have church tonight. But
it,
God's not interested in our ups and downs, our eyes and yous. He's interested in our hearts. We serve him because we want to.
Amen.
We serve him because we recognize who he is and what he's done for us and that he's worthy. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of love. He's worthy of our time. He's worthy of our effort. He's worthy of anything, brother, sister, that we could ever muster in life. Praise God. I thank God for an opportunity to be in his house. Let us never take these things for granted. I feel like maybe we're doing that a little bit. Don't take these services for granted, brother, sister. I can't guarantee the Holy Spirit even show up again like he has before. Because we don't know where we're at. We could be leaving in the morning. That's it. And we understand every age God, he doesn't do things abruptly like everybody thinks he does. It's very gradual, very progressive, and then you just watch it comes on the scene. Before you know it, it just eases right on out, and the world never even knows it happened.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. I believe that's why we've seen people disappearing and people going home, and it's on, brother, sister.
Yeah.
It's on. The coming of the Lord's upon us, and I'm ready to go.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Genesis 16 tonight. Hallelujah. I won't be as shocking as I was Sunday for some of you. That title seemed to, the devil try to get a hold of that one quick. But no, a little bit more straightforward today. How many appreciate the word of the Lord, though?
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to verse 7. This is about Hagar, and I think most of y'all Bible readers know that. So, and the angel of the Lord found her, Hagar, by a fountain of water in the wilderness, and said, or by the fountain in the way of Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence comest thou, and whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress, Sarai. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Return to thy mistress and submit thyself under her hands. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Behold, thou art with child, and shalt bear a son, and shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. And he will be a wild man, his hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. For she said, Have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Wherefore the well was called Beer Lahai-roi. Behold, it is before Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bare Abram a son. And Abram called his son's name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram. I like to preach tonight with the help of the Lord still and Father Abraham. Him that heareth, even Hagar. Him that heareth, even Hagar. Let's bow our heads before the Lord. With every head bowed in your heart as well, would you like to lift a knee to the Lord? Say, Father, you know what's behind this need. I believe you're still the same God today as you ever were. I know you already knew, as the Bible said, you already knew what I was going to ask before I asked it, Lord, but I do it in reverence to your word and obedience. God bless you, saints. Invite him in to the service in your own way. Heavenly Father, how we grant it such a privilege to even be able to call you Father, to even be able to talk to you, Lord, and know that you hear us and that you talk back, Father. I thank you always that you hear us, Lord. You're so good to us, Lord Jesus, and we come humbly as we know, but Lord, with a heart full of thanksgiving. Father, you've taken care of us every day. You've given us roofs over our heads. You've given us cars and clothes and food, Lord. And we know there's many that don't have those things, Lord, but you've given it to us freely because we're your children. And more than anything, Lord, you've given us eternal life. You've given us a word from God that defeats the devil on every side, Lord, that wherever we go, if we'll just stay behind that word, it'll always keep us safe. Thank you so much for it, Lord. And once again, we come to your house in obedience to your word, that you said, if my people which are called by my name shall gather themselves and look to this place, I'll hear from heaven and forgive their sins. We come, Lord, believing that still today, that the real tabernacle is in our hearts, Lord, by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we come, Lord, to hear your word, to receive it into our souls. May it not just be hearing of the ears, but may it be listened into the heart, and may it mold us into what we ought to be. Lord, you that know that's every heart that's here, I pray you'll speak right to their needs, Lord, and give them the desires of their hearts to these children of God. Commit the service into your hands, Lord. Thank you for another opportunity to hear the word of the Lord. We ask it all now. Lord, just have your way tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Hallelujah. Brother, sister, I've had such a renewal about the message of the hour. I think just going out and looking at what others are saying about this time, or what, you know, all the Christendom, what they think we ought to be doing, and what other people are doing in their churches. I just had a student ask me, says, you know, where's your church and things? And I explained, said, well, what do y'all do for youth group? I said, we don't have a youth group. We got a youth. So, thank you, Brother Austin. Can't call it a group if you ain't got more than one. But no, hallelujah. But that's not the point. I said, yeah, say, what do you guys get together and, you know, play games and have food? I said, no, we have church. Amen. He said, no, you don't have nothing for the youth to do? No, we have church. That's why we went to church. You want to eat, go to your house. You want to play games, go to the park. When you go to church, you go to have church. Amen. And I'm glad I got a revelation that church ain't playing games, it ain't just eating food, it ain't just listening to somebody lecture. We got too many lecturers even getting our message. I'm so tired of hearing lectures. I don't want a lecture. I don't want a self-help book. I want Jesus Christ to be able to come on the scene and change me from what I am into what I ought to be, which the only way is what we just sang. It's not by power. It's not by might. It's not by churchianity. It's not by some intellect. It's by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And as long as I've got breath in my lungs, I got one message. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. That's what Jesus told him to do. And he said, that's all you need, boys. Hallelujah. We're still trying to get our IQ test figured out. We're trying to figure out what message I'm supposed to read to feel spiritual. Just get ye the Holy Ghost. It'll lead you to those things, brother, sister. Amen. Hallelujah. We're here in the Bible now in Hagar, and I just kind of felt to take a break from Abraham particularly, but I love this story here due to the fact that we know, as far as the promise goes, Hagar had nothing to do with it. She had no part in it, but this is another beautiful picture of how the permissive will of God always leads back to the perfect will of God every time. I am under the impression that I'm going to see Hagar in heaven. People got their ideas about that, but you find me somebody that God came on the scene and that respected God in this such a way. Look, God has talked to many people and they didn't get this. They didn't give God this kind of respect. When God came to Cain, Cain didn't have no respect for him. When God came to Nebuchadnezzar, hallelujah. What did he have to tell Nebuchadnezzar? You won't even humble before my voice, but I'm here to tell you, boy. You're gonna realize there's a God in heaven and you ain't it. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. And finally, he had to go be covered over 7 times, get talons like eagle, have hair down his back. Finally, then he gave enough respect to not persecute Daniel no more.
That's right.
That was about it. But Hagar, I believe, was a weary soul. She had a thirst for God. She had something that she wanted to hear from God, brother, sister. And if we would not make it more complicated than that, we would hear from God a lot more.
Amen.
Because here's the problem. People think God's not speaking. But that's not what's wrong. You're not hearing.
Amen.
Glory to God. And Sarah, look, Hagar was totally innocent in this. She did everything she was supposed to do and still found herself in the brink of death, brother, sister. I don't care how bad it looks. If you're doing what the Word said, you're right where you need to be. There would have been no promise had Hagar not been in this condition. She never would have called out to God in such a way that it would have brought God on the scene. But brother, sister, it happened all for a reason. And if God would do this for some little Egyptian woman that had nothing to do with his promise to Abraham and his children, how much more would he come to you?
Amen.
When you're in a dry and weary land, when you're on the brink of death, and I don't care about natural death, brother, I'm talking spiritual death.
Amen.
When you're on the brink of, Lord, I don't even know how to pray no more. Lord, I'm just angry at everything. I just got a bad attitude. I don't even know how to believe right now. Lord, help, cry out to God.
Amen.
He'll come on the scene. What he'll do? He'll show you, look, you just look in the wrong direction. There's still a well of life right here. Hallelujah. And God bless Hagar, brother, sister. This word is still being fulfilled today. This word is fulfilled more than even the word that was given to Isaac. How many knows that? He said, right here in verse 10, he says, the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. We all know you could put Israel in about northwest Ohio and fit the whole thing. But all around that entire part of the world that we call the Middle East is this man's sons. Glory to God. And I believe that's because of the despite that was done to Hagar. God blessed it further on. How many of you understands that? He did the same for Leah. You know the story. Leah was despised by her husband. God blessed her and gave her 6 children because she was despised. So God works all things out to good. God knew he needed Ishmael. He needed those people to be there because it's the only way to drive Israel back to where they were supposed to be. Every time, if there would have been no enemies around, they just would have went on anyway. But because there was an Ishmael, because there's a devil, it pushes you back to the word you were supposed to stay on. If he wasn't out there, you'd just go on living in things of the world, no big deal. But then God lets the devil get a hold of you. And then all of a sudden you go, man, I'm not feeling so good right now. Like I said, you go to read the Bible and you're like, wait, whoa, what's going on here? All I can think about is work right now. And God allowed it to happen. Don't forget what we heard Sunday. God allows there to be opposition, but if you'll take the mindset, I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. This is not happening by accident.
Amen.
This is actually happening on purpose.
Yeah. Yep.
This is not just God's like, well, I'll just see you through it what best I can. No, he drew it up.
Yeah.
And said, yep, right here, trials. And we know, look, there's no exceptions to that. Brother Branham, how many knows it? When he got to the end of his life, what did God say? He said, look, I put your name on that mountain over there.
Yeah.
It was called Branham Mountain, right? Or you understand, but he said, look, there's 7 hills on there. You tell me God was surprised by any of them valleys? No, he designed it that way. And you know what? I say, God, help me to listen to a man that made mistakes and not make the same ones. Look, there was a time, Brother Branham, and in my own eyes, I wish I could say I was half as sincere as what I believe Brother Branham was. Is that all right? I think we all feel the same way. And still, when the man, he didn't try to disobey. He was trying, but the angel of the Lord told him, don't go to this town, go over here. And he had these brothers, remember, and they said, no, that's not going to work right down there in Africa. And even Brother Bosworth came up and said, Brother Branham, are you sure this time I think you might have missed it? He said, it felt like a dagger go right through my back. But he said, well, look, I take my hands off. He tried to do a pilot is what he did. I'm not guilty of this. Yeah, you are. Because you could do something about it, but you don't want to because it costs a little too high. And Brother Bram would have had to shove it, their idea back in their face, if even to his father in the faith, F.F. Bosworth. But he should have done it. That's right. But he didn't because he respected men more than God. God help us. This can happen to any of us, brother, sister. You respect the boss more than God, you're in trouble. Hallelujah. Let's bring it right on home. Sister, you respect your husband more than the Word, you're in trouble. Brother, you respect the Word more than your wife, you're in trouble. Come on now. No, God gets first place all the time, brother, sister. And Brother Bram should have done that, should have went. I can't remember the city now. He went to the wrong one, and we understand he almost died from that. He got what's that? Yeah, it started with an A or something. He talks about it. And we do the same thing, don't we? He had the meetings weren't quite as good as what he thought. And he's like, man, I guess that's what I reap for. Then he found out, no, this is what you're going to reap. See, we think we just sow a little bit. Oh, it's just a little. Oh, that was it. No big deal. No. The wages of sin are way more than any of us want to pay. Amen. God help us to cut it, dig it out, get the roots out of our lives, get that root of bitterness out before it grows into a tree that ruins our whole experience. Hallelujah. So far, so good. Praise the Lord. Right on schedule. Never getting out of here. Amen. But that's all right because I want to be in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, brother, sister. I deal enough with the world. I'm so done with it. I don't even want to go. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't want to go to work tomorrow. Anybody? No, I want to be here. This wasn't a chore to come. I want to be here. I like to be here. I like to be, and it looks like, as we just read Hagar, it looked like she was in the desert, but the second the presence of God showed up, things changed, brother, sister, and you might have came here in the desert as well, but if you can just say, God, open my eyes, and I'm not in the desert, I'm not dying, but I've been led here by circumstance to the well of living water. I've been driven to the Word of God that'll feed my soul and quench the thirst that I have.
Absolutely.
Him, from who? Him that'll even hear Hagar. Hallelujah. Brother, sister, tonight we've got to remember something and to never forget and to never lose sight that God is. Can I say that again? That God is. We've got a new idea, and I heard this on the Christian radio. It's what I was kind of talking about earlier. And they've got a new idea going out there, and I think it's called dualism or something like that. But I know what it means. I just can't remember the word particularly. But see, atheists say there is no God. Okay? And we just live in this realm down here, and that's just what all there is to it. And a Christian would say, no, we live in a world where the supernatural is part of it. Like, it's all connected. There is no break between it. How many knows that? You can't avoid this. The supernatural things are dictating the physical things. Amen. Everything's driven. If it's not, then tell me why that seed that you put in the ground just because it got some dirt around it and hit the sunlight, all of a sudden it starts pushing out life. Where's that coming from? It's the supernatural dictates what happens in the natural. People think they're making choices, but it's not. It's the devil that they've led come into their life that's making the choice. Hallelujah. And Christian friends, and if we're led up by the Spirit of God, we recognize that we're not being led by some intellect or some man or some ability of our own, but we're being led by the Creator Himself. We're being led to move our being in a way that is supernatural. The world will never see it, but you're walking in a realm that they never heard of. Brother Ram said Jesus was in a realm. Even the disciples didn't know where He was living. But He knew what the Father was saying all the time. But this new idea that they've got, it's called dualism. It's that, you know what, there is a supernatural realm, but it really has no bearing on the natural realm. They kind of just run parallel. So to me, that's even more dangerous than anything else. Because you're saying, well, sure, there's a God. I mean, sure, there's some good ideas. But we can literally live our religion separate of how we live our natural life. And many people believe this. They'll go to work and say, oh, I just got to go to work today, just 9 to 5, punching. No, the supernatural realm is still there. Amen. It's still dictating what's going on. We don't get a pass just because we're at work and we got mad there. It's still the spirit that we got on us, we got to get back off. Come on now, that's right. See, they don't run parallel. They run right smack together, brother, sister. The devil will portray it that we can live life down here and the supernatural is up here and it don't really have no bearing on it. But look, that's not true at all, brother, sister. God is. He that cometh to God must believe that He is. And that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Jesus said this when the Sadducees asked Him about the resurrection. He says, as touching the dead, Mark 12:26, that they rise, have you not read in the book of Moses how that in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Amen. Ye therefore do greatly err. Oh my, many times people had made mistakes when they talked to Jesus, but this is one time He put His finger down and said, you greatly err on this one, boys. If there is no resurrection of the dead, how did we get life in the first place? If there's no remedy to death, how did life come to be? But we know now that, especially that the seals were open, brother, sister, that before there was death, there was life. And in Him, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. Why? There's only one realm. There's only one place. And He's in control of everything. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And brother, sister, you might think you'd be able to believe that without this message, but we never would have. We would believe. That's why denominations are the way they are. That's why they've got churches where they play video games and just eat food and then everybody goes home. Because it's two worlds. Oh, we can go have a nice revival meeting. That'll be super. Oh, mercy. That'll be supernatural. But, you know, our church is just. That's right. Because if that's how we approach it, guess what? That's the benefits you're going to get out of it. If all it is Brother Andrew getting up here and saying some things that you might think are a good idea, that's all you're going to get out of it. But if you can recognize God's trying to get something across to me. Trying to get something across to me that when I drive my car, I'm not alone. That when I go to work, I'm not alone. When I eat my meal, I'm not alone. He gave me that meal. Hallelujah. He gave me that job. He gave me this joy in my heart that the world can't see. Glory to God. He gives me something that I should be falling apart. I should be dying out here in the desert. But I know there's a well of living water flowing out of me. Whew. Glory to God. God still is, brother, sister. Hallelujah. And a Christian always thirsts to keep this revelation a reality in our lives. Because the only time the devil can really get one over on a Christian is when he starts believing that God was. Or God will be. But he's, you know, right now I just got to kind of fend for my own. There is no dualism, brother, sister. We are in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And I understand, church, we gather together to do that as well. But everywhere you go, you're in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's why God gave you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's not a thing, it's a person. It's the person of God that has come into you. And God has quickened the predestinated seed that He put in you to live out that life from eternity. You're not in time. You're not stuck here. That's why we can dictate what happens here. That's why we can tell storms what to do. That's why we can tell bodies, you're not sick. And the world looks at you like, oh, you just an old fairy tale. That's right. You just got a fibber. No. I'm in a different realm than you are. Amen. Israel and the Church, part 3, 1953. That's a great series if you never listened to it or read it. See, God is always a living tense. I almost like that better than present tense. A living tense. That makes eternity make a little bit more sense, don't it? It's living. It's life, brother, sister. He told Moses, I am. Not I was or I will be. I am now, present tense. And He's the same I am tonight. Not I was back there. I am. The angel of the covenant, still the same yesterday, today, and forever, the same angel. David said in the Psalms 42, he says, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so my soul longeth after, or so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. And that's, brother, sister, that's what the world's really thirsting for. They're not thirsting for our theology. They're not thirsting for our church building. They're not thirsting for emotion. They're thirsting to say, that is not man. That was God. That's a God that when you talk to, stuff happens. That's a God that it's not just if I, see that I guess that's what it is. You know, if you believe dualism, well, if you're a Catholic, well, your God's fine up there, but we still got to live down here. And if you're Buddhist, well, your God's up there, that's okay, but we still got to live down here. And the devil will pervert divine love and say, yep, we should all just gather hands together and work together. And that ain't divine love, brother, sister. Divine love told a prostitute, go and sin no more. Divine love told some Pharisees, you're of your father, the devil, and his work shall do. Hallelujah. See, we got to quit getting a Jesus that was. He is. And the same Spirit of God rises up in us, just like it did in the days of Noah. It called him a preacher of righteousness. When God declares something, he's alive, brother, sister. He doesn't change his mind. What he said the first time is absolute. God, bring us back to that true absolute, that when I feed on the Word of God, when I hear what the prophet said about it, that's the way it is. I'm going to get to that in a minute. Like I said, I just had such a renewal about this message here. Brother, sister, when you go look it up later, the Hebrew word Ishmael, if you look up on regular dictionaries, they'll say it's an outcast. They'll say it's like somebody that's been pushed out, but we understand that's because of what happened to him after he was born. But the word Ishmael, as far as the Bible goes, means God hears. Hallelujah. Why do you think he called her? Why did she call him Ishmael? Because she was out there. Nobody knew it, but she was praying. She was out there saying, I've watched Abraham. I've watched us come out in this debt, wherever we're going, I don't know. But I've been faithful to this word. I don't even know if I'm part of it, but I'm still being faithful to it. I'm still doing what I'm supposed to. And here I am. I've heard of this God, but can I see him? I've heard of this God, but does he see me? I know he sees Abraham, but does he see me? I know he saw Brother Branham, but does he see me? I know he talks to Brother Andrew, but does he talk to me? And if you'll get to that place of real desperation where we ought to live, brother, sister, that place where if I can't hear the voice of God, I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to eat. I don't want to sleep. I want to get down in fellowship with God until I know he hears me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't dry up now, brother, sister. It's too late in the game to start drying up. It's too late in the game to start not having faith anymore. It's too late in the game to give up on the resurrection and say, well, we'll just believe. Well, yeah, the rapture's up here, but we're just down here. Got to live life today. Yeah, you got to bring the rapture down today because the rapture's on.
Amen.
If you're waiting to be translated, you're missing it, brother, sister. God has come by the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the revelation of this hour to show what that means to you and I. That I'm not a creature of time.
Amen.
I am a creature from eternity.
Yes, sir.
I'm not becoming a son of God that I wasn't. I'm shedding off what I wasn't.
Yes.
I'm becoming what I always was.
Amen.
Why? Then see this, now it makes sense why God hears me. I'm his son.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What did the message come? Not only that, you're his wife. Glory to God. Somebody believe that tonight. Just too much reserve, I think, sometimes for our flesh, don't we? We just ate, I already done heard that. Does it live, though? Are we just hearing it, or are we listening? To where God can take the word, and it doesn't just fall off the wayside, but it hits the good ground of our sincere hearts. You say, God, yes, I believe that. I believe that not for my sake, but for yours. You're his agent, brother, sister. You are the preservers of the Word of God.
Yes.
Don't ask me why God did it this way. I'll tell you what, if I would have done it, no way I would have put the Word in my hands. No way I would have trusted the Word to a man like Peter. No way I would have trusted. But God in his wisdom knew his foolishness was still better than our wisdom.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Here again in Hagar, it looks like this was a total defeat of the Word of God, but God was just working out his master plan. He was getting him an Ishmael so he could first prove his word is true. Hallelujah. Those sons are still here today. What did he say? He said his hand will be against every man and every man's hand against his, and he'll dwell among his brethren. See, sometimes, I don't know, do we pray that, you know, that all the Muslim world will fall apart? Now, brother, sister, you can't do nothing about it. Here's the word. He's going to be there.
That's right. Ishmael ain't going nowhere. He's going to be there. Sure, we pray for Israel. That's the real promise, son. We understand that as far as the natural goes. But, brother, sister, that's not our covenant. Have we recognized that? When Paul said, Abraham said, do you think it's after Isaac? Jesus had to deal with the same question. He said, do you say you're sons of Abraham? He says, I know you're the sons of Abraham, but you're not sons of the promise.
Amen.
The sons of the promise are the ones that are going to make you jealous. The sons of the promise are where the scripture declared that out of the Gentiles, there'd be those that came out of darkness to this glorious light. The Lord said, I'm going to provoke you to jealousy. You think you were called out, but you see them idol worshipers out there. You see those out there in this heresy. That's where my sons and daughters are. They ain't going to stay out there. I'm going to pull them all out. Bring them back to the Word. Why? God hears, brother, sister. We're getting to a place, and look, I'm just going to have to be honest with you. Nobody likes to be transparent and show our faults and things. But look, a pastor has to deal with this, I think, more than anybody, that this is not some collective revelation idea that's happening right now.
Amen.
That's not why the message came, was to get a bunch of people to come together, come on, and just associate around some idea, and we're all just going to go to heaven together. If we make it that, you know what spirit we're of. It's the same Nicolaitan spirit that has killed the Word of God in every age, and it's trying to do it in this day. And I understand as a pastor, there's part of that I have to do. That's right. I have to look at the church as a whole and see how things are going. You understand that. But when it comes to us, brother, sister, serving the Lord, that ain't nothing to do with it. If every person in this room would be more concerned with hearing God from themselves, they wouldn't worry about why brother so-and-so ain't hearing from God. See, don't get to the place where you're so critical that you don't even, you're so busy. It's a busy body, and that's devil possession. You're so busy why everybody else is missing the will of the Lord. You never take the moment to look in the mirror and say, wait a minute, do I hear from God? And if you're hearing from God, do you think He's just there to tell you everybody else's sins? That's what God does? You know what I heard what the Bible said? The Bible says the devil's the accuser of the brethren. God gives us gift of discernment. I wonder if we don't take it and use it our own way. God help us. Never lose sight, brother, sister, that there's only one relationship with God we're supposed to have, and that is a personal relationship. To where wherever I go, I don't need the pastor around. I don't need Brother Branham to come back to get me right. He's still there. We still got the taste, brother, sister. Go push play. Hallelujah. It's just, it's a disgrace how many people claim to believe this message. They ain't never heard it.
Amen. Yeah.
It's a shame, brother, sister. I dealt with a man one time, and just to bring it to you, that this stuff happens. Been song leading the message for 13 years. And I was just rattling off things that I knew they were just quotes. I was just saying the idea, though, behind the quotes, you know. And we do it here. You know, Brother Bam said, sing 2-3 songs, maybe a special. But you all know the quotes, right? This man, 13 years, had no idea what I was talking about. And I said, what's happened to us that a song leader who claims to believe this message never even typed it in one time to see what the prophet said about it? Now, you might say, well, that's a song leader. That's important. And it is important, but I hate to break it to you. Every single one of you is important.
Amen.
Have you looked up what you're supposed to be doing for the kingdom lately?
Sure.
Hallelujah. Maybe then it won't be Brother Andrew's always picking on me because I'm not at church and I'm late and it's Brother Andrew getting on me and hurting my feelings. No, it's because you're not doing what an Indian's supposed to be doing. Get in line and do what you're supposed to be doing. You're not a chief. That's all right. Be a good Indian.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And trust me, if the chief's really a shepherd of the flock, he's an Indian too.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I love that. Ishmael, God hears, brother, sister, but too many times we have to remember that God does hear.
Yes, He does.
And that goes for what we say right, and that goes for what we say wrong. And we know His mercies are new every morning. You know why I know that, Brother Roy? Because I ain't dead yet. There ain't none of you tested God's patience like Brother Andrew has, all right? Go ahead, say amen tonight. Help me. We can never make our experience more than a personal experience. or we're going to lose it. God hears, but do we hear Him? As Peter said, it's 1 Peter 5:7, and I told you, the way this is interpreted normally is true. It says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And I believe we ought to do that. Most people read, casting all your cares, which there's nothing wrong with it. Of course, Jesus said, come to me, you that are weak or heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. So yes, our cares of life, our trials, we're supposed to give those all to the Lord. I understand that. But what is Peter saying? Cast all your care upon Him. That means everything I care about should be upon the Lord. Why am I doing that? Because I know He cares for me. So why am I worried about anything else? Because as Jesus said, why are you worried about what you're going to eat tomorrow, what you're going to wear? Doesn't your Heavenly Father know you need these things? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Cast your care upon Him. He'll take care of all this because He cares for you. And that ain't just somebody with a big paycheck taking care of me. This is the one that made everything that made with a paycheck's God. Amen. Not just everything He's got, but even the man Himself. Amen. Hallelujah. I like how I saw a thing. It said, how'd it go? Atheists came to God. They were talking back and forth. And they said, God, we figured out how to make a man without you. And He said, Oh, yeah? Let's see you do it. And He said, look, we're just going to take some of this dirt. And He said, oh, stop right there. Get your own dirt. And you're going to always run into, like Brother Bram said, the mind that can take machinery and put a rocket up into space walks right over a blade of grass every day and can't explain it. Can't explain why it's growing. Can't explain. I always wonder how I can cut it every week and it still just keeps on coming back. Hallelujah. What's it doing? I don't know, but it's doing all right. Praise the Lord. Jesus said it this way. Brother, sister, I want to hear from God more than anything. And I'm done being at the point where, God, you need to speak to me. I'm almost done praying that. I'm not praying that anymore. Let me say it like that. I'm praying, God, help me to listen. Yes. Because I know You're talking to me. I had a brother say that one time. He's getting real stressed out about some situation he was in. He's like, I just need to hear from God. God just needs to talk to me. And he caught what I thought. He said, God forbid, I know He's talking to me. I just need to listen. Praise God. Sure, it works a lot easier when people just listen to the Spirit instead of making a man say it. But look, that's the way it goes too many times. Yep. If we were smart, we just listen to the Spirit. We wouldn't have to have men come tell us all the time. Yep. But if you ain't going to listen to the Spirit, God will send you a man. Yep. Oh, yes, He will. And it won't come. See, God comes and Jesus, you know, gives you a nice little... just a little ointment, get that covered up with. But if you won't take that, He'll send you an evangelist instead. And He's got a nice two-edged sword that's been in the fire just waiting for you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And you might hand it over to a pastor for one service and then put it back. Hallelujah. World Falling Apart, 1962. Listen to this. It says, see, man can't get together unless they try to get their own ideas. That's the reason God takes individuals, see? God don't deal and never did deal with a denomination. No place in history that He ever did. He deals with individuals. One man, that's right. But we try to get a group of men together and say, this, it's this way, and that way, and so forth. First thing you know, great, smart, brilliant minds, these giants that the devil is sending come in and say, well, it should be this. I can prove it to you. No matter what you can prove, if it's contrary to the Word, stay away from that. That's right. Carried around or carried away with every wind of doctrine. Blow it anywhere and blow up at any time. Amen. Going out of Voice of Sign, 1964, Brother Bram says this, God never did deal with a group. Nowhere in the Scripture. He deals with one individual because every man is different from the other. Yeah. Every man, our thumbs are different, our noses are different, our actions are different. He gets one man. He can get him perfectly in harmony till he can become that Word. That's the reason Paul said, except I got exalted above the abundance of the revelation, there was given unto me a messenger of Satan. See, Matthew wrote, Luke wrote, Mark wrote, all of them. But they just followed Jesus and wrote what he said. But Paul had the revelation of who he was. See, that's the thing he'd seen. His revelation was so great, he let him write the Bible like Moses of the Old Testament. That great man, Paul, the revelation he had, he knew that Jesus of the Old Testament and was Jehovah, or of the New Testament, was Jehovah of the Old. He had the revelation of it and could place it to the Hebrews and also to the Romans and to the Ephesians and all. And he wrote those letters. And notice, after his sign had went forth, then he wrote the letters. Glory to God. The same thing's happened in our day, brother, sister. There's been a word given forth in this day. What is God doing with that word? It's not for some collective group to receive. It is for individuals to receive. And now before you take that, I'm going to read you some quotes here in a minute out of the Church Age book. Is that all right tonight?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Before you think that means we have personal revelation again. And we, you know, I see it this way, brother. I know Brother Bram said that, but look what God showed me. No, I don't believe that. And you know what you're going to do? Every single time you start thinking that way, you're going to run headlong right into Noah every time. You're going to say, well, Brother Noah, you know, we got technology around here. I see what you're doing. You got a good idea. I think that'll hold. That's good. But can we up it up a little bit?
Sure.
We need to get a little bit more room for my big screen. Come on. Some of us are making a little bit more room in our doctrine to fit the big screen back in it.
Yeah.
Come on. Some of us are fitting a little bit of worldly entertainment. No, the ark had enough room for what it needed to have room for.
Amen.
And that was food, water, come on, animals, and the Word of God. That's all it had room for. That's right. Nobody, no, nothing extra. God don't need to pack extra. He packs just enough. Why? He's perfect.
Amen.
He don't need to do it. He knows exactly what He needs, even more so than we do. You're going to run into that every time where you think, well, I know Noah's got the revelation of the hour, but can't we update it a little bit? I mean, we've been preaching that for 120 years. You sure you ain't got a new sermon somewhere?
Sure.
No, you don't. No. That, see, God talks to one messenger of each day.
Right.
That's right. Now, the people have to receive that message that was given. You can't go receive your own. You can't make yourself the messenger. The messenger is predestinated. And that'll make him any better or any worse than you. That's just what God called him to. Noah didn't have anything to say. What was he going to tell people? Why did God pick him? I don't know. What's the Haggai believes the prophet? He said, look, I wasn't even a prophet. I wasn't the son of a prophet. But God couldn't find nobody else to say the word, so He called me while I was out there hoeing in the yard, just doing what Jehovah told me, and I had to become a prophet. I wonder if that's what's happened too many times. Too many times God, we've got people that think they're something and won't receive the revelation of the hour. So God has to go around that and find them a Hagar that'll at least believe the word.
Amen.
Hagar believed it better than Sarai. How many knows that? I didn't say Sarah now. But she believed it more than Sarai did. And any believer, I don't care how long you've been in this message, God can right bypass you, find somebody out there in denomination somewhere that will believe this and run right past you as fast as you can. If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, I don't care how many quotes you know, you didn't hear it yet.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You just heard it. You ain't listened. Praise God. God gives us the revelation of the hour, and then everyone else has to receive that. But that is received personally. It's not a personal revelation. It's the revelation received personally. That, sure, Noah, that's cool. I don't care. That's what the word is. Praise God. I'm getting on the ark too. I'm sure Rahab had some people say, well, come on. I mean, if they really wanted to have us hear the real word of the Lord, why'd they send it to a harlot? She said, I don't know, but this is the only way you can live.
Amen.
And for those that received it, they didn't go by and say, well, why didn't the messengers come to me? Why wasn't I born when Brother Branham was here? Why didn't I get to be in the meetings? Boo, 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 boo. And that's what everybody does anymore. And realize, well, why don't you just quit having your pity party and just believe the same message and you can exceed all those things all over again.
Amen.
Say, well, I ain't Rahab. I don't care. Get in the room.
Right.
I'm not. No, I don't care. Get in the ark.
Exactly.
I'm not Brother Branham. I don't care. Get in the Word.
Amen.
What is the Word? Christ is the same. He's alive. He's alive and well. He's not alive and scraping by. He's alive and well, living in me.
Amen.
And me and Him is one.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is the revelation I've received from this message.
Amen.
I feel like that devil's trying to pull us from. But you know, like, no, it's not. there will be no group going in the rapture. It won't be all of us here because we're all in these walls. I trust it'll be all of us here because each one of you has got the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's right. Listen now. Church age, Samaritan church age, out of the church age book, he says, the message is then broadcast to all. Talking about sending the messenger out. But though it be broadcast for all who come within range of the message, that message is received individually by only a certain qualified group and a certain way. A certain qualified group in a certain way. Which, you know what that does? Your opinions don't matter. You either receive the word the way it was given or you ain't going to receive it. Each individual of that group is one who has the ability to hear what the Spirit is saying by way of the messenger. Yep. Those who hear are not getting their own private revelation, nor is a group getting their collective revelation. But, and this is in all caps, but each person is hearing and receiving what the messenger has already received from God. This is God's way, and I don't care what our opinions say. I don't care what the doctors of divinity say. I will use what the Bible said. Every age, the word of the Lord comes to one man. That one man preaches that word. Anybody who believes that gets the same reward that prophet does. That is how God has done it in every age. If it's not the case, show me it. Show me where He did it a different way. Show me another way where He didn't come talk to one man. Send His word through that man to a group of people, and they weren't allowed to add to it or take away.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Let me read you another one. It hopefully explains this a little bit. You say, well, am I supposed to be led by the Spirit? Yes. Yeah. Am I supposed to have the same experience that Brother Bram did? Absolutely. Yeah. Am I still believing the same God He is? Yes, that's right. But don't you tell me you got a better revelation.
Right.
Don't tell me you got something new. There ain't nothing new. This is eternal.
Right.
It can't get new because it ain't old.
Amen.
It can't get old. It always was.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Coming out of Laodicean church age, the same book. He says, there are those who say that God's people are going to come together through a collective revelation. I challenge that statement. It is a bold, invalid assumption. Okay, let's preach it that way. Can we do that?
Yep.
This is not, I don't care. It's not two people going to receive it together. You as an individual have to receive the revelation of the hour. I challenge that statement. It's a bald, invalid assumption in the face of Revelation 10:7. Now, I do not deny that people will prophesy in the last day and their ministries can and will be correct. I do not deny that there will be prophets, even as in the days of Paul, when there was one Agabus, a prophet who prophesied of a famine. I agree that is so, but I deny upon the infallible evidence of the Word that there is more than one major prophet messenger who will reveal the mysteries as contained in the Word and who has the ministry to turn the hearts of the children to the fathers. Thus saith the Lord, by His unfailing Word stands and shall stand and be vindicated. There is one prophet messenger to this age. There's not going to be an eighth one. We're not waiting for anything to happen, brother, sister. We're waiting for us to finally hear what was already said. And I believe God's been stirring the hearts of the people now. I think anymore, you ought to listen to tapes more now than ever. Because I don't care, listen to the same one. I guarantee, if you get in the Spirit, you can listen to that same one every day.
Yes.
And you're going to hear a new word every day.
Amen.
You're going to say it was in there the whole time. It was in there that whole time. That was recorded 50, 60 years ago. And it's still here today, still speaking to us. It's more relevant now than it was in the 50s and 60s.
Right.
Why? Because God knows what He's doing, brother, sister. He knows what we needed to hear. And He sent it to us. We ought to listen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What is the mystery of this hour then, brother, sister? When you go back real quick, I want to close on this thought here. Let me find it real quick. When she names the well, verse 14, and if you got a Schofield like mine, it tells you this as well, but I looked it up and it's true. Hagar calls the name of the well Beer Lahairoi. In the footnote there, it says, the well of him that liveth and seeth me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. First, yes, He's alive.
Amen.
But second, not seeth us. not seeth the world, not as many message people. He sees the bride. No, he seeth me. He sees my struggle. He sees my hardship. He sees when I backslide. He sees when I do what's wrong. And like I said, we've got to take the good with the bad, brother, sister. He sees when I need help, and he sees when I need to repent. He sees it all. But what does he see, brother, sister? And this is what the message has come to tell us. The world tells us you're a sinner. The world tells us you're never good enough. Why are you even trying? You claim to be Christians. You're never going to be a Christian. We got to deal with that spirit all the time. Oh, yeah, you claim to be Christian, then why'd you do that? Well, at the end of the day, you know what? I don't care what you think about me. I don't care that you saw me, and you shouldn't care that I saw you. What should you care about? Bear the Lord seeth me. Now, brother, sister, what did the message come to tell us? It came to show you, once you pulled off all that denominational nonsense out of the way, once you pulled off all that legalism and all that disgrace, not grace, but disgrace, pulled it all out of the way, what did he show you? This is what God sees. Let me read you some quotes. Coming out of the law in 1955, and I'll go after the seals too, just in case. But 1955, now the blood could not be perfect by an animal, but the blood of Christ, the blood in Christ was perfect. Now, I will never be perfect, and you will never be perfect. I will never be perfect in your sight, and you will never be perfect in my sight. But let's lay that aside. What about in God's sight? I look at you as a human. I look at you as a brother. But God looks at you through the blood of His Son as a redeemed one. Amen. Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. And now, and not what you've done. You have nothing to merit it, but it's what Christ did for you. Oh, do you see it? Coming out of Sea of Discrepancy, 1965. Not even sin is imputed to a genuine believer. Did you know that? He that's born of God does not commit sin. He cannot sin. See, it's not even imputed. Why? David said, blessed is the man who God will not impute sin. When you're in Christ, you have no desire to sin. The worshiper once per has no more conscience of sin. You don't desire it. Now to the world, you might be a sinner. But to God, you're not, because you're in Christ. And how can you be in a sinner when you're in the sinless one? And God only sees him who you are in. Amen. Glory to God. Christ, the mystery of God, revealed 1963. Look, Christ in you makes him the center of life of the revelation. See, Christ in you makes him the center of the revelation. Christ in the Bible makes the Bible the complete revelation of Christ. Christ in you makes you the complete revelation of the whole thing. See what God is trying to do. What is the new birth then? You'd say, well, Brother Branham, what is the new birth? It is the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. When you look at a crucifix, I don't just see some history event. I see the one that I'm in. I see the one who I'm a part of. I see my husband laying down his life for me when I should have died. I see the one who did die, but he raised again. I see the one who's not a historical fixture. He's the living God. And he's come and meet me in this last day. How? By revelation. By opening up my eyes that I'm not a sinner. I'm a saint. I'm not made for the earth. I'm made for eternity. Amen. I'm not made to conform. I'm made to transform. Amen. I'm made to dictate this world. I'm made to bring God back on the scene. Amen. How can you do that if you still believe you're in sin? How can you approach a sinless God if you still believe that you're a sinner? And every church age, all the way from right after it fell, all the way till this message came, you could fall in history. They could never have the faith that a believer is really supposed to have. Paul said, I'm the chiefest of sinners. But then at the next part, he said, I'm not behind the very chiefest apostles. Why? You're looking at two different guys. He says, who shall separate me from this body? You're looking at me, the sinner. But I'm telling you, there's a man on the inside. There's a man, and I know his name. It's Jesus. He lives in me. And that's who I am. That's the one I listen to. He's the one that'll hear even Andrew. Hallelujah. He's the one who'll hear even Rodney. He's the one that'll hear anyone that's here with a sincere heart that'll cry out and say, Lord, I am an Egyptian. I don't have nothing to do with this. I don't even know why I'm here right now, but I believe it. Amen. I'm crying out to you. You say, I don't really understand the seals. I don't know what the cloud's about. That ain't what's important in itself if you can look to the real revelation of what was given. Don't tell me, look, I don't know, did Noah's sons understand everything about the ark? They didn't need to. Noah built it, they got in it. Hallelujah. Rahab's family, they didn't know why we needed a red cord. What does it matter? Why do we need a red cord? We know why it had to be red, because the only way back was through the red shed blood of the Lamb. Amen. Hallelujah. Aren't you grateful tonight that He hears us, brother, sister? Yeah. Aren't you grateful tonight that He's still the Lord that liveth and seeth me? But He doesn't see me in my mirror. He sees me in His mirror. He sees me perfect. He sees me sinless. He sees me. I'm not doubting. You say, no, you're doubting. No, I'm not devil. That's not me. Christ liveth in me. Hallelujah. I'm just going to have to say it. My Wesley had something with his eye, and the doctor said it might be pink eye, it might be this, it might be that. And I prayed with him. We prayed. They gave him some medicine, prayed for it and things. You know what happened today, don't you? My eyes started to feel a little itchy. Here come the devil. Oh, you got it. You got it. He did it. You got it. Now you got it. I said, I don't feel a thing, devil. I'm just fine. You're not getting into my house. Feeling pretty good right now. Why? I'm not looking at me, the one that has the doubt come by. I'm looking at me that's the Word. Brother, sister, I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. That before there was a world, I was. I was right there. I was in the I Am. Sure, I don't remember. And Brother Bram talks about that pre-existence and things. You understand, it's not exactly the way like the Mormons would tell us. That ain't what's true, and don't ask me to explain how God can drop us in time and then bring us back to eternity. I don't know. All I know is I want to go back. Amen. All I know is I've had enough time, and I've only been here 30 years. What about people that, you know, we think we've been here long? There's people that had to live on earth 900-something years. And that's why even, I think it was David said, a man lives what? He said, it's a vapor. Said 70 years, maybe 80 with strength. He said, but it's just a vapor that passes away. Where are we going? We're going somewhere.
Amen.
Eternal.
Amen.
We're going somewhere where I don't have to think God hears me. Hallelujah. I can see Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And again, like I've said, I'm trying to close this, but I just want to, I just love you too much to let it go. This is just so beautiful. If you're waiting to see Him, you're missing it. He's here now, brother, sister. That's why when we had that service Sunday, most of y'all I think were here, that service, why was God bringing back all those things He's done? Proving you once again, He's still here. He lives in every one of us, brother, sister. And I only brought testimonies here. How many times you guys take faith right out of this door and create taste buds in a tongue that don't even have none? How many members that one? Hallelujah, brother. That was Brother John brought that request. Isn't that right? Praise the Lord, Sister Carolyn. He's still the same God. He still sees us. He still loves us. And He still lives. Where does He live, Brother Andrew? You're looking at it. I'm not waiting for the Son of Man. Go ahead and tell me what I said. I am the Son of God. I'm not becoming a Son of God. I am. Look, and God only has one Son. And I am in the Son of God. Just the same as every believer that's here. Before the foundation of the world, brother, sister, and this is where I've put my faith, and I've had to do it now every day more than we've ever had to in the past. God put me here on purpose. God brought me this when I received it on purpose. God made me y'all's pastor right now on purpose. God made us take a beauty parlor and turn it into some kind of church.
Yep.
On purpose.
Amen.
God put us to where people can see every other church and miss ours.
Yep.
On purpose.
Yep.
Why? Because like I said, He's even done it to me, brother, sister. He's taken away even what the devil had tried to give me, a collective revelation. It has nothing to do with it. I don't care. If the Lord gives us a new building, that's fine. If God puts more people in the church, that's fine. But that's never going to be my focus. That's never the ministry's focus. What is it? That Brother John's serving the Lord the way he's supposed to. Brother Roy's serving the Lord the way he's supposed to. Brother Kent's serving the Lord. Individually, amen. You're receiving the word that's given to you. And if this is the one that's going, this is all that's going. Could you imagine being Noah and preaching your heart out? Seeing your coworkers day in, day out. You've been telling them it's going to happen. I know. I don't. Why did God do it this long? I don't know. We don't know what kind of technology he had. I don't know if it took him a full 120 years to get it done. We don't know none of these things. And God does it that way to show you that it's always by faith. It's in every age it's been by faith. It took him 120 years of preaching that word to save 8 people. And to our standards, that was an epic failure of unseen proportions. The Jews said it about Jesus, didn't they? He said, that deceiver said he's going to raise from the dead. You know, go seal up the tomb. He raised from the dead. He moved the stone. What did they do? They hired people. Tell the disciples, took him out of here. He said, and John wrote it down. Oh, yeah, of course John would say it's a conspiracy, you big conspiracy theorist. That's what they say to us, don't us? When I tell them, you know what? I don't care if Trump wins. I don't care if Hillary wins. Looks like she's going to die. And you all see that? What in the world? Well, you only can reap the benefits of sin so long. Goodness gracious. And I say that with all respect. I wish that woman would tell the truth one time. But either way, it don't matter who. We know who owns it all. It's the Catholic Church. They own it all. They're pulling all the strings. I even believe that these politicians are innocent. I believe they're trying to do the best they can. They've just been duped by it. Because what blinds a man faster than anything? Is to wave a little money in his face. What a danger it is, too, when that starts to affect us, brother, sister. Amen. Brother Branham said, he said, the rich young ruler had a lot to sell out. He said, but many people will sell out the word for a meal ticket. Yep. Esau did it for one meal. Right. Yep. People in our day are doing it left and right. You know why? I want to watch football. I don't want to feel bad about this. It's on Sunday. I can't help that. Super Bowl's important. Sell out the word of God for that stuff, brother, sister. I'll let my hair grow, but I'm just gonna always wear it up so nobody bothers me. It's one thing to keep. I understand, sisters. I saw y'all look at me, but I've watched the devil do that to sisters, and tell them like, well, you know, because you're right. If you walk around with your uncut hair hanging halfway down your backside, you get stared at. You know what? Anymore, brothers, we walk around in ties. On a Wednesday night at Taco Bell. And I remember for a long time, I guess I haven't seen them there in too long, but there used to be the FCC youth group would go out there. Here we are, including young men like Austin, walking in here with ties, looking nice, clean cut. Here come in all these teenagers with earrings and tattoos and girls all exposed, you understand? Just coming from church, too. That's right. And you know what? That's normal. And you know what? All of us believe that as well. We in our flesh anyways. That's just become normal. Right. It's almost like water on a duck's back anymore. We're just so used to it. Right. That sin is just on every side. Look, I work at a high school. Trust me. It's on every side. And compromise, I don't know why I'm still going. I hope that's all right tonight. Have you heard from the Lord tonight?
Yes.
But like today, like I told you, if all I can do is just preach the word to one person, it's worth it. Are they going to receive it? I don't know. You guys have seen, all of you that's been coming here, you've seen even just the students I've brought in this place. Some of you have brought family members in here. They've all been able to identify there's something different here than any other church I've gone to.
Amen.
Have they received it? We can't make them do it. Nobody made you do it. And even when we talk about applying the token, that don't mean Mama did it. I still had to yield to it. I believe that faith will override me, though. Praise God for that. I was running hard from it. I don't know about you all, but I'm sure glad I had a praying grandmother.
Amen.
I'm sure glad I had a praying father who didn't give up on me. Amen. And I got a brother I still ain't giving up on. You all know I got a younger brother who needs to serve the Lord. Amen. That's right. You all got family members who need to serve the Lord. And I told Dad this, and I'm still wrestling to it. I had a dream one time, or it was, I think it was in here, Yeah, I would have been in church. And my brother come up to me starting to cry. And I said, Justin, it's time, isn't it? And he just rose his hands. I said, Lord, I believe that with all my heart.
Amen.
I did it with my older brother. I'll do it with my younger one. My brother Stephen one time told me, and I'm still praying for my brother. He needs something from the Lord too. Just that's between us. But I remember when I first started witnessing to him, he said, Andrew, I know you're right. I know I should serve the Lord. And he said, but I'm just afraid that I won't want to play video games no more. And you know what we do as believers? You think, what in the world? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. But you don't understand what a demon possession does to people. And when they finally recognize what the word is, they can recognize the cost it's going to cost. And then they have to make a choice. And I believe for my brother with all my heart. Did it happen right then? No, it didn't. But I didn't do what many people do. Either A, ram it down his throat until he received it, which they won't. Or just, well, I guess he's serpent seed. Just let it go. No, just keep living the life. Keep believing. And any opportunity that you can, you witness. That's really applying the token as witnessing. When I witnessed to Stephen the first time, I actually witnessed to Brother Alex at the same time. I don't know if you all know this story. I'm going to tell you anyway. You got a few minutes?
Yeah.
It was, Stephen was still dating Carrie at the time. And they had the graduation. That's what it was, the graduation party. And Carrie's whole family hated Stephen with a passion then, real bad. And Stephen, I knew Carrie a little bit enough to, we worked together and things. I thought, well, I could go. It's not a big deal. And really, I was like, well, I'll keep Stephen company. I'll be his buddy. I go there, and we get stuck together. Nobody's talking to us, right? And we had a little small talk about this and that. And before I even notice it, we've talked about serpent seed. We've talked about Elijah coming. We've talked about all five times. I told him, yes, God sent us a message, the truth. And just all the way through from Genesis to Revelation. We got talking so long, Brother Alex showed up a few hours later, and we talked for a few more hours. When they left, I gave them both a binder my dad had made of CDs of Brother Branham. They had it both in their trunk. That's where it started. Everybody looks at the product and thinks, oh, that's glorious, that's glorious. No, you have to be willing to do that. Go to a graduation party you don't want to be at because nobody's going to talk to you there. But something is telling you, go there. Go there. Talk. Witness. Be a light for me. And that's how you bring them in. When you apply the token, are you willing to make that sacrifice? That's where we're to the point now where we believe the will of the Lord is comfortable. It's convenient. Nobody. I'll tell you why. You know why that's true? Nobody has time anymore. Nobody has time. We're all busy. And brother, sister, I say this as humbly as I can. I am a full-time teacher. I'm a part-time college professor. I'm a full-time pastor. Father of three. And I still have to work around other people's schedule. That shows you something's wrong somewhere. And a lot of times it's been people that are still single. When I was single, Brother Kent, I could do anything ever. I didn't need to sleep. Who cared? I remember going, some of you might even remember it, Brother Ray's. I'd go on a Thursday night, go out to eat. I'd get home. That was over an hour drive for me. I'd get home at 2 o'clock in the morning. No one had to go to work next morning at 6. I didn't care. I didn't have any kids. Hallelujah. Make time, brother, sister. Make time for the Word of God. And the Word of God lives in your family. Make time for the Word of God. It lives in you witnessing. Live for the Word of God that wherever you are, you know He's still God. That liveth, and He seeth me. I don't work for a boss. I work for a king.
Amen.
Oh, let's stand together tonight. God bless you, saints. Praise His holy name. You want to worship the Lord a little while tonight? Thank Him for what He's done. I'm so grateful we got a God that hears us tonight. I turned you to the right page, Dad, so you can, songs I was going to sing. Let's sing, He Wasn't Looking at Me. You all know that one? It's key F. He wasn't looking at me when He took me in. He wasn't looking at my heart. 508. That was blacked by sin. He was looking at the blood.
He was looking at the blood.
God, have your way.
flowing rich and free. That precious blood that covers.
Oh, you believe it tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the blood.
He wasn't looking at me.
Just worship him now.
When he took me in, he wasn't looking at my heart. Sin. He was looking at the blood.
Thank you, Lord.
Flowing rich and free.
Hallelujah.
That precious blood.
Give him praise now.
That covered.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood tonight.
He wasn't looking at me.
Oh, praise God.
When he took me in.
Oh, glory!
I was blinded by sin. He was looking at the blood flowing rich and free.
Glory to God!
That precious blood that covered.
Oh, give him a wave offering tonight. Thank the Lord.
He wasn't looking at me.
Aren't you grateful?
When he took me in, he wasn't looking at my heart that was blacked by sin. He was looking at the blood flowing rich and free. That precious blood that covers me.
Let's bow our heads and play up. God is so good. Go ahead and play. With every head bowed tonight, we're in a group of spiritual people. I believe that with all my heart. I believe you know you've heard from God tonight. God leading me all kinds of directions, even more than what I thought. Praise his holy name. Do you believe he's still God that is tonight? Now take tonight. I trust you to be a Christian. I trust you received the Holy Ghost, a new life from above. Is there any who would say, Lord, that need that I've had on my heart, I brought it to service today. But Lord, I just keep packing it with me all the time. But Lord, I'm coming tonight. I'm believing what was preached. That you're the God that liveth and seeth me. You know all about it, Lord. And you told me to cast all my care upon you. You told me to come unto you. I'm weak and heavy laden. That don't disqualify you. That qualifies you to be a Christian. But take your burden now and hand it over to Jesus. Pray and say, Lord, I'm doing that. Take that need. Don't be vague. Be specific. Say, Lord, we've had some of you. We've had the few that were written. Sister Vicky. We've had those that didn't get written. You know you had it on your heart. Now put it up there. On the altar of God. Let God take that seed of faith, plant it into the Word of God that's eternal, and bring forth a fruit that's eternal. Can you do that now? Believe it with all your heart. We don't need an altar call. You're Christians. We need a faith call. We need a time where you're not afraid to take that word and to speak it. You're not worried about somebody else hearing me. You're going to say it. Oh, glory to God. You feel that inspiration? Now yield to it. Say, it's not just for the pastor. It's for me. Lord, I might not be the pastor, but I received the same word. And Lord, I want to do what I'm supposed to do for the kingdom. Look, brother, sister, I can't stand in the gap for your kids. God sent you to do that. Brothers, I can't stand in the gap for your co-worker. God sent you to do that. Mothers, I can't stand the gap for your children. God sent you to be that fifth gospel. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. In this atmosphere, look, if you have an ailment, would you just receive it right now? Don't leave here with it. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God in the highest. Whatever the devil says you can't do, go ahead and do it. That's right. Do it exaggerated. Hallelujah. Your voice hurts, give him a good shout of praise. That's right. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his holy name. Don't bring God your unbelief. Bring him your faith tonight. Don't bring him the old man. That guy's dead. Bring him the new man. Hallelujah. God didn't call you to be a drunk. He didn't call you. You weren't even a drunk out there. You just stuck in a drunk's body. Hallelujah. You weren't a prostitute out there. You just stuck in a prostitute body. Glory to God. Rahab wasn't a harlot. She's a saint. Praise God's holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight. What a word from the Lord. Oh, glory. Let your faith, oh, let it flow out in worship. Don't be ashamed of that. Give God praise. Don't take that lightly. You receive the word of the Lord. That's mountains coming down. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, blessed Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You really are so good. Oh, let's just pray with all of our hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the gathering of the saints. Thank you, Lord, that faith has really taken root in our hearts and that Satan is being defeated on every side, Lord. I thank you for setting us free by your word, Father, giving us revelation that you're still alive and you live within our hearts. Bless your children tonight, Lord. I lift them up to you. Trophies of the message of the hour. Trophies of the word of God in this day. That no matter what Satan has unleashed, these souls are still in the word and the devil can't do a thing about it. Lord, hear every one of their hearts cry. Satan, we cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Take your unbelief. Go out the door. Walk in dry places, Lord God, and fill, I pray, Lord, every void that the devil made. I pray your spirit now would fill every heart to overflowing. Lord, we yield ourselves now to the Spirit. We yield to the Holy Ghost. Say, Father, Lord, may I not listen to my flesh. May I not listen to my carnality. But God, I dedicate my heart to listening to your Spirit, to listening to the revelation. You are the God that lives and seeth me. Grant it, Father, to each one I pray. I claim it now in that name that cannot fail, the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God is so good. In the Spirit now. God is so good. Oh, yes, Father. Glory to God. God is so good. He's so good to me. Oh God is so good. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for the Holy Ghost, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, Lord. Thank you for the leading of the Spirit, Father. Thank you for loving your children and taking care of each one tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hear his voice, children. Listen to what he tells you. Oh, God, that is so good. Hallelujah. God, that is so good. Hallelujah. God, that is so good. So good to you. Oh, we're grateful tonight, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, it is so good. Yes, Lord. God is so good. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, Lord. Thank you for renewed faith. Hallelujah. And you know why God is so good? Because, oh, just sing it now here. Give me that. Every promise in the book is mine. Come on now. Oh, every chapter, every verse, every line. Let loose tonight. I am trusting in his love. Every promise in the book. Promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I am trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Oh, every promise in the book. clap of praise tonight. Glory! Oh, hallelujah! Blessed be His holy name. Oh, we worship You in the Spirit. Thank You, Lord. Oh, receive our worship. Receive our praise, Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Every promise, brother, sister. Every promise is Yours. Glory to God. Oh, glory. What a spirit of worship here tonight. Oh, it's just a little taste of heaven, brother, sister. For there's no more complex. For there's no more flesh telling you can't praise. But around, beyond the mortal, into the immortal. To a realm of the blessed. For there ain't tomorrow. There ain't yesterday. There's just the living God. Oh, glory to God. Thank You, Lord. I can almost see them streets of gold right now. Hallelujah. See them walls as we go to enter in and never come out. Glory to God. Say 120-foot gates, but don't even need to keep one devil out no more. Glory! Is it more than a fairy tale to you? Has it become a reality? That's my home. That's my home. When John saw New Jerusalem, he saw me in there. Oh, glory! How do you know that, Brother Andrew? Because when I heard this message, I heard my theophany come down and say, yep, you're one of them. Hallelujah. Glory! Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't forget why You came tonight. We came to praise Him. We came to worship Him. Oh, hallelujah. I trust You to be spiritual. You feel the Holy Spirit here. Just combing right through your heart saying, don't doubt me never again. Don't do that. Don't grieve me away. I want to be in your soul. I want to be in your life. I don't want to be the God that you don't think sees you. I want to be the God that you know is living with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't just bear your unbelief tonight. Brother, sister, take it. Put it in the fire of God. And let the Holy Ghost burn it out of you. Praise His holy name tonight. How many can say the Lord's done something to you tonight?
Yes.
Brought you a little closer. Brought you a little higher. Gave you just a little bit more victory. Than what you had before you got here. Woo! Glory to God. Oh, thank You, Lord. Won't get this at the Methodist. I'll tell you that right now. Praise His name. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. I believe this is what it was like when it said the priest couldn't even minister. The presence of the Lord just came in such a way. They just had to stand in awe and worship Him. The great God, the great Creator. Oh, come, Lord Jesus. Come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. We'll sing this as we go tonight. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap praise one more time tonight. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. I thank God for His Spirit. I thank God even just as earning tonight, brother, sister. I believe the devil's done defeated. He is. Don't let him get the victory out of the door. Right here, it's over. I'm telling you. You know, normally the Lord discern me and make me go a certain way. That's not here right now. But I'm here, I tell you, they stay out right there. And they wait for you. They wait for you to go home by yourself. And say, oh, you know you have to stay with me. I said, no, I got my house dedicated to the presence of God. Amen. I don't need you devil in my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Are you blessed tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Just what a presence, brother, sister. I'm not, you might think I'm delusional. I hope you don't, but He's here.
Amen.
What a presence. I believe this is where I'm going. I can't wait until I don't have to leave again. We just presence the Lord all the time. All the time. Not even time, just always. Don't got to get in the morning. Don't have to be tired. There is no morning. It's always morning. It's always great. It's always glorious. We're benefactors today. I'm blessed, brother, sister. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Every day that I live, I'll let you be dismissed. You all feel tired now, but He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of honor, and I'm glad to be a Christian. Hallelujah. God bless you, saints. You can be dismissed.
Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed.